for those of you who are in the back on this side, there's plenty of room in the front here on the groom side. I guess this was all the bride's invitees showed up tonight. And if you have trouble hearing or seeing, there are plenty of seats. You won't be called on unless you raise your hand. So I would encourage you to move around. I will ask the applicants and their presenters to speak loudly and clearly, but sometimes the PA system doesn't pick it up very well. You will improve your chances of hearing everything that's going on if you will just move up. Because if you don't wave at me and tell me you can't hear, okay, because I'm going to ignore you, okay? As long as there are seats up here, okay? Thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use 1668, Carl M. Klink III and Melanie Klink.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a country store and storage of overhead doors and parts to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 21,560 square feet, more or less, lying southwest of Route 20, also known as Road 382 and also known as Armory Road, 150 feet northwest of Road 354. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the site plan for this application. Site plan shows a proposed storage and proposed store, one building but two uses. Also shows the entry on Route 20, Armory Road, and also shows the parking. We have a couple agency comments received to date. First one being from the Department of Transportation. It is in the form of a support facilities report. It is dated May 15th of 2005. It makes reference to the present AR zoning and proposed conditional use. States that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the existing level of service D of the road segment will not be impacted as a result of this application. The information that was forwarded to DelDOT relates to the overhead door company, etc. The second comment received to date is from the Sussex County Engineering Department Planning and Permit Division, making reference to this application. The site is not located in a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district or water district. The site is located in the Dagsborough-Frankfort planning area, which is a study area. The Sussex County Engineering Department is currently conducting a planning study to address the sewer needs for the area. The study is scheduled to be completed by August 2007. The County Engineering Department currently has no schedule to provide service to this area, and their conceptual plan is not required at this time. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning, and we received that comment on October 24th. And gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lank. Is there someone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Would you please? Well, I need you to come up, sir, if you would. Give us your name and address.
It's Carl Klink, 32237 West Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
All right, sir. Thank you. You've heard what our director has read into the record regarding your application. Do you have anything you wish to add?
No, just the normal stuff, you know. It's going to be a family-owned and run business, as the overhead door company is. Mm-hmm. The country store is going to be seasonal. It's going to be closed during the winter months. It's close to my home. As everybody knows, the price of property in Sussex County has skyrocketed. I purchased this property several years ago, which I was fortunate before the land went up. I have two daughters that will benefit from this store in the future, and you know, just it's a dream of ours to have a little country store, antiques, knickknacks, and stuff like that. That's about all I have, really. It's just everything we wanted to do. You know, with the price of land in the area, you know, we're trying to work with what we got and what we can afford.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening.
Yes, how are you?
So you basically selected this site because it was property that you already owned, and
yes,
that made it more ideal than some other area in the county that wouldn't be. Would you characterize your neighbors as being pretty much residential?
Yeah, it's down the road from an orchard. It's on the same road as the Indian River High School, the National Guard. There's a couple other businesses on the road that are zoned conditional use as well. It's a high traffic area. It leads down, it's the gateway to Fenwick Island, Ocean City. You know, with all the housing developments and stuff, we thought it'd be an excellent location for the store.
You mentioned it would be, if it were acted on favorably, it would be a seasonal use?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Did you have an idea of what hours and days that you would request to be open?
Yeah, it was going to be closed Monday and Tuesday of the regular work week. It was going to be open from 9 to 5 through December. It would be closed January, February, March, and April.
Reopen in April?
April, January, February, March, April. Yeah, and April.
Mr. Klink, Mr. Smith, I want to make sure that you're aware that with a conditional use application, the commission has the right and frequently does place stipulations or conditions. So if you are stating your hours as 9 to 5, that you may very well be limited to that.
Okay.
So just thinking, I believe you're in the overhead door business, and I suspect that you have people in there before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Then on the
store part of it, I just was 5 o'clock seemed rather kind of early for a retail place to close, but that's up to you.
Sure, absolutely.
I just want you to understand that when you ask those questions, they may very well come back to you as requirements.
Okay, yeah, as far as this,
answering them.
Sure, I understand. Exactly, I understand.
Okay.
As far as the store, our plan was 9 to 5. My wife has to get the kids off to school, you know, and the school's right down the road. She would be able to go pick them up. That was the hours for the store. As for the overhead door stores, there would be different hours there. My guys work 7 to 4. So on the overhead door side, they are coming in a little earlier. Yes, you're exactly right. So there would be two different hours, you know, per storage. And it's just storage. We run out of the developments that we work out of mainly. I just need somewhere to warehouse some doors. So they wouldn't be there every morning at 7 o'clock to open the overhead door building, you know.
That would be what days? Just Monday through Friday or Saturday?
Yeah, it would be, no, it would definitely be Monday through Friday only.
No Saturdays?
No Saturdays at all.
How many vehicles do you have that are associated with the overhead store?
I have three altogether. Two that are on the road, and then I have a road man that has a vehicle, which he takes home. So there would be two vehicles parked at the property.
Could you give me an idea of how often you would have deliveries to this site? Both overhead door related as well as country store related?
Yeah, the overhead door, we deal with one supplier out of Philadelphia. He comes every 2 weeks, and he's usually on a Monday or a Thursday, depending on how I get my orders in. The country store, I've looked into it quite a bit. I would think maybe in the busy season, twice a week, I would think for the country store. I haven't got that far into it. I would definitely say twice a week on the country store. But right now, we get a truck every 2 weeks with the garage doors. It's a side business to what I do. It's not a full-fledged business. I own another carpentry business that does interior trim, and this is just kind of a side thing we're doing. And we were doing great until we got all this stock and nowhere to put it.
Speaking of your stock, could you give the commission, please, an idea of the type of goods that you would offer retail out of the country store?
Yeah, just your, we were going to do different sections like nautical stuff, you know, the old country stuff, the Americana, you know, the yard wells, you know, the stars, all the flags, you know, just typical country store stuff, candles, furniture, like just like the old country furniture, little hutches and stuff like that. It's more of just a hobby for us for now. And, you know, until we got into it and found out what more is available that the, you know, the public has interest in.
What are your thoughts that your request would be for a sign if this were acted on favorably, advertising your location?
I was going to put a sign out front just saying have a deer head just like our emblem is for our overhead door company. It would just say Sussex Country Store, you know, then have a bunch of little square signs underneath it with, like, flags. You know, Yankee candles sold here, John Deere stuff sold here, Ducks Unlimited or something like that.
Mm. How big is your sign?
Pardon me?
How large?
The sign was, I believe, was like 38 inches by like 52 inches. It wasn't a very big sign at all. I mean, I was dealing with Weber signs, and the sign was just to state the name of the store, and then there was a bunch of little signs to accent the type of stuff we would be carrying.
Typically, in this type of application, the commission would probably restrict it to not exceeding a 4x8 foot
right.
sign, 32 square feet.
Okay.
Your sign is smaller, but they most likely would limit you to that size.
Yeah, 4x8 would be real nice. I mean, there would be no complaints. Up off the ground, about 6 or 8 feet, you know, just enough to put some, you know, accent signs underneath it.
I just have a couple more questions,
sure.
Please.
Yes.
Do you anticipate having any of your items being displayed outside the store proper?
Yes, I was. I was going to do some outdoor furniture. In the plans, the site plan there, there's a 12-foot porch on the right side of the building off of Route 20. It was going to house some wicker. The porch is a 12-foot porch the length of the building. I was going to handrail it so there's no access to the porch from the outside. You'd have to go into the store, out a set of French doors to go out into the display area, and it would just be wicker. Some of the yard ornaments that we would carry would probably have to be set outside, like the yard wells and stuff like that. The cast iron stuff, like the flag holders and stuff like that, we were going to display outside.
Are your plans for the parking lot to be paved?
Stoned at first and then absolutely paved, yeah, with the parking lines and all that, yes.
Dedication, I guess, of handicap parking and,
yes,
and
whatever's required
throughout. And what are your thoughts that you would offer the public as far as any sanitary services on the site, men's and ladies' room?
Yes, we did get approved for our septic system there, and we were going to put a half a bath in the storage area, and we were thinking about another half a bath as well in the country store. It would be, I wouldn't have a men's and women's facility. It would kind of just be one bathroom, is what we were thinking. If that needed to be changed, then we would address it.
You see the need to have a dumpster on the site as well?
I would think so, yeah, for cardboard, mainly for cardboard. Recyclable goods, more as trash.
No other questions, sir.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy?
So Your overhead door business will be just for storage, no manufacturing of the doors, right?
No, sir. No sales office, no showroom, no nothing. Absolutely not.
Right. And do you anticipate selling any produce at your country store?
No, none at all.
No produce?
No produce at all. No sweet corn, no tomatoes, no nothing, no. No, we're right next to Kay's Produce and Parsons Brothers right down the road, so there's definitely no need for that.
And have you discussed this proposal with any of your neighbors?
Yeah. When I bought the place, it was an old butcher shop on it a few years ago, and it was just a growed-up mess. And I had it all cleaned up. You know, Morris Justice come in there and cleaned everything up for me. I've been keeping it cut all summer long. I've been paying somebody to keep the property cut. It's a beautiful piece of ground. The neighbors are really happy with me. Some friends of mine at work are friends with the neighbors across the street, and she was tickled to death with the thought of a country store being there. And I have talked with the neighbors, which is Kurt Flood. He's a really nice man, and I haven't had no sense of disregard of it anyway.
All right, thank you. No further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton, I have no questions. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Couts?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
All right, then. Me neither. You may take a seat. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you very much, guys.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1668, Carl M. Klink III and Melanie Klink? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1668? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you might just prefer to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing is conditional use 1716, Andrew Lubin.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office park with medical, professional, and retail buildings to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 25.3896 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Route 24, 1,300 feet southwest of Route 1.